Hey, you know, when you hear the word bullying, you immediately get angry and say that bullying is wrong, and it is. But what happens when the topic of bullying is used to get another hidden agenda passed into law that is opposed to what many of us believe, and it's not really about bullying at all? And we will have a one-hour special today starting right now. We have various experts on this bullying bill and persons who represent different groups that are opposed to this bullying bill that's in the Minnesota legislature right now. And joining me this first segment is Dr. Pat Hall, senior pastor of True Light Covenant Church, who has been speaking with pastors about this bill, and he's going to be talking about it from a pastor's and Christian perspective. So, Dr. Hall, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Paul. It is a pleasure.
Well, you know, you ran for the legislature and almost got elected.
Yeah, it was close.
And you also have met with other pastors about this bullying bill and have an ear to the ground. And I've also got Gary Borgendale, who is our ministry liaison, in the studio with us. But, Dr. Hall, tell me about the bill and why you and many pastors are opposed to this bullying bill. And we're going to be encouraging people this next hour to learn about the bill and then come to the Capitol tomorrow morning. We'll fill you in on that in a little bit. But, Dr. Hall, tell us about it.
Well, thanks, Paul. One of my biggest concerns is I grew up in the projects, and there were bullies. And bullies, they didn't care who they went after as long as they knew that they could take them. And what I see is we need protection from bullies for all people, not just a particular group. And you know what? We have it. We have laws already on the books that allows us to protect people. Every single student can be protected. We don't need a bill like this where now this is where all the money and this is where all the effort and this is where all the energy goes for our teachers, our students, our parents, everybody, and it's just for a small 2% or less group of people. And it's way too much time, energy, and effort into this group. And it's just very unfair, let alone all the other issues I have with it.
And, you know, Pastor Hall, this is a lot more than about bullying. There's a hidden agenda by a gay state senator who's the chief author, at least on the Senate side, DFL liberals on both sides of this bill. Tell us what their agenda is.
Well, it's quite evident that bullying is not their goal here, because if it was, it would go after every kid, and it's not. And that's one of the issues that we as pastors have, is it's not for everybody, it's for this particular protected group. But their agenda is, once again, to bring what I would call immorality into the world. We have immoral actors bringing immoral actions, and they want to indoctrinate our children so that they can normalize their behavior. And I find it ludicrous.
Now, I have a question. A listener sent me a text.
Yeah.
Who is a believer and, by the way, is opposed to this bullying bill. But her beloved grandson is bullied all the time in school.
Yeah.
He said he's ugly, stupid, should die. No one plays him, and it's horrible. And she says her heart is breaking because he is just a sweet, precious child. Now, the law says that should not be happening. So
that's
how
right.
Can she get help? Because she's asking for that right now.
Well, for one thing, they need to find out who is supervising the child during the day at school. The teachers, they're mandatory reporters. Bus drivers, mandatory reporters. Social workers, mandatory reporters. He needs to be talking to people in authority over him.
It's the grandmother who just is seeing this happen.
Yeah, so but I'm talking about at school. Now,
right.
if it's happening, she can go then to the principal, the teacher, the social worker, make a report, and action should be taken.
Okay, so that's on the books right now.
We already have laws for that.
Yeah, and this is a whole new program that the state would start. And what shocked me, and I want to remind people about, there's no parental notification on this anti-bullying bill.
Right. That's another thing we're really concerned about, Paul, is let's take the kids away from our parents. Let's let the state indoctrinate us. Let's get the parents out. Let's remove the parents out of our values. The parents already are not being notified for way too many things. And this one is just a major, major a problem for anybody, particularly American people who don't like the government stepping in and raising their children like they did in Russia. And I know that sounds radical, but I have some friends I was just talking with yesterday who said in Russia he was there when it happened, when the KGB came in and removed these Christians out, Christian children out of the home because they were teaching them the parents' values rather than the state's values. I don't want to see that happen. This bill is beginning to emulate that.
Well, I don't think that's out of the question. I think when people use the term that this is really, again, the parents' rights being taken away. But there are a lot of myths. And I'm talking to Pastor Hall, who Dr. Pat Hall, who's senior pastor at True Light Covenant Church. And he's met with other pastors about this anti-bullying bill that's in the legislature. And there's a lot of myths out there about this bill. There's a statement that we're in the midst of a bullying crisis. But like you said, that's not true.
No. And in fact, what all the statistics are saying is bullying is down substantially.
93%, it says. It's been down 93%. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, state of Minnesota.
In the state of Minnesota.
So why are we spending so much, and why are they creating a crisis?
Yeah, and also, you know, there's so from a pastoral standpoint, you know, you shepherd your flock.
Right.
And you've got other pastors you talk to who shepherd their flock. What are their concerns for their families, the families that you're under, that you're shepherding, how this bill is going to adversely affect that family and especially the children?
Okay. Let's start with the other pastors first. The other pastors, there's all stripes, all sorts of stripes of pastors. We've got people that I've talked to who are Methodists, pastors who are Lutheran from the Association Free Lutheran, LCMC, Lutheran Congregations of Mission with Christ. We've got the Covenants, which are Swedish Lutherans. We've got the ALC. We've got there's another brand out there, the Missouri Synod, Wisconsin Synod. Plus there's Presbyterian pastors, and there's a gazillion Baptist pastors. And we're talking, and we're saying, what is going on? This has got to stop. We are being, the good news is, we are being unified now. This diverse group of faith leaders are now being unified and saying, enough is enough. If it gets to that point, they're going to see this sleeping giant, which we call the Church of Jesus Christ, it not only will wake up, it's going to dramatically reshape this world.
Well, we've got to wake up right now, right? Because
this
thing is before the legislature tomorrow. We're going to be talking about that, but
tomorrow
morning it's being heard at 8:30.
Right.
In room 123 at the Minnesota Capitol.
Yeah.
And we're asking all of you to show up for this bill. This anti-bullying bill is horrible. Spiritually.
Mothers and children. Grandmothers and
everyone.
Grandchildren.
Yeah.
But from a family standpoint, this is really, could rip families apart because what they're showing children sexually, which would be allowed in this, is horrible.
I've seen a similar, or the approved literature, and the approved literature has teachings for this, which are not age appropriate, but it says 10 years old on up, and they're showing masturbation. To me, what in the world is that sort of, how could they, the state of Minnesota, put a stamp on that? These values are values and educational pieces that should take place in the home and in the church and privately, but certainly not publicly in our public schools. My church and the parishioners around the cities are saying they're attacking us. They're taking away our children. They're exposing them to things that could be detrimental, and we can't do anything about it. We feel powerless. How can we help? And I believe the Lord gave me this, and that is I got this vision of a little boy pulling a kite, and in this kite, he is pulling it with all of his might to get it to fly. But every time he stops running, the kite falls down. That's because he's doing it all on his own. But when we get together and we pray, we can use the wind, the rahuch. We can use the spirit of the living God to pull that kite up for us. And we can just hold on and enjoy it. But we need prayer, and we need faithful people, not only praying, but also coming down to the Capitol, talking. But we need pastors to move this Sunday and for the next few Sundays to not be afraid. Put it in your announcements.
Preach on it.
Preach on it or talk about it in your message. You can easily do that. And the people need to be able to go up to the pastor and encourage the pastor, please help stop this, because if we don't stop it now, we won't be able to stop it later.
You know, we're talking to Pastor Dr. Pat Hall, who's talking to many pastors about this bill. It's House File 826, mm-hmm. and it's got a very seductive name, Safe and Supported Minnesota Schools Act, but it's anything but that. It's a hidden agenda by the gay community to allow your kids to be brainwashed that homosexualities are okay, and anybody who speaks out against it is a bigot or can be, in fact, prosecuted or kicked out of school without your parents knowing about it.
I'd like to say one quick thing is when I was running for office, one of the questions I had during a same-sex bill was, how many people, what do you think the percentages are of people that are bisexual, homosexual, transgender, and homosexual? And they, depending on their age, they went anywhere between 25 and 35%. And the actual number is 1.7, or the furthest left I could find was 1.9% of Americans put themselves in that category.
Of the population.
And they are having the tail wag the dog. And it's got to stop.
Well, it's got to stop. And we can stop it by coming to the legislature tomorrow at 8:30 in room 123. And when we return, we're going to have a prominent Minnesota state senator who is on the front lines fighting against the passage of this bill, this bullying bill, and he'll join me. And he's going to tell us the real story, what is behind it, and his chief author is a gay state senator from South Minneapolis.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you very much for being on the way.